Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Nick Tuck Not Giving a
Fuck!
This is the podcast where we celebrate being positive, aspirational.
Oh God.
Men and women. I've been listening to the Britney Spears book.
I was going to say, if you listen to that, that's something that somebody with lots of time on the hand would do.
Wait till I tell you.
Oh, can you tell us some tidbits so we don't have to listen to it?
So basically, the book is not that long. I've been listening to it on Audible. Can I just say, guys, like, Audible is such a vibe. You know when you're just, like, pottering? Well, Lauren listens to music.
I don't listen to anything.
Do you not?
No.
Do you make phone calls?
Make phone calls, yeah.
Anyway, the book is not that long to say what all she's been through. It's like, hey guys, I'm
and then
Britney
all of a sudden,
Spears.
I shake my head, and then
one, two, skip a few, and like she like bless her. Oh no, it's fucking horrendous. So at the beginning, it's her, and she's like, I can't even read this book out because I'm so fucking traumatized.
Really?
So basically,
is it about a dad? Because a dad was a bit of a dick.
The
wasn't
standout
it?
Bits for me, yep. are. She's actually like the sweetest soul. Like, she's very Paris Hilton vibes.
Yeah, I feel like she's almost childlike.
Yes.
Same. And maybe because she was a child star, she's very like.
Justin Timberlake is an arsehole.
Oh, really?
He
but
made
you know,
her
but
have...
back then, he was a lot younger then. Like,
just let me
go
say
on.
My Britney bit. He made her have an abortion.
Okay.
An illegal one at home.
What?
And they wouldn't ring the doctor because they didn't want any press to find out. She wanted to keep the baby.
No.
And then he broke up with her on text like a few weeks after.
An abortion at home?
He cheated on her all the time.
Oh, that's sad.
Allegedly. Then Kevin Federline was an absolute...
Really? So did she slag him off?
Oh.
Because he's the father of a child.
He's two children. Yeah. She had two children in 2 years with him. And he wanted to be a celebrity, and right. She didn't know, but when she got married to him, she found out that he had a woman with an 8 months pregnant.
So does she still speak to him? Like,
No. Then she explains all of those things that we saw, like the head shaving,
yeah.
for example.
God, I forgot that was weird.
The head shaving, she was... carrying her son. She said the paparazzi were the bane of her life and wouldn't leave her alone. And it was when Kevin took her sons off her.
Yes.
That, like, there was really bad people around her that were advising her really, really badly on things. Like, they were like, right, Kevin wants to get divorced, so it's less embarrassing for you. You file.
Right,
so
okay.
She was like, okay. And then when she filed, she found out that means she has to pay for all of his fucking legal fees. So anyway, she was going through all this. Then he just took her sons off her.
Oh my God.
And wouldn't let her see them. And she's, honestly, you can tell she's obsessed with the sons. And then she was like, I got put under the conservatorship.
Yes, I remember.
But, so you're saying I'm inept to do anything, but you're gonna make me go on a world tour.
Wow.
You're gonna make me go on all these talk shows while you're controlling all my
money. And that was her dad,
money,
wasn't it?
At her dad and her old agent or something. Oh. And her mum. Or everyone was in
Is
on
she
it.
Friends with them all now on
No.
What, a sister?
No, not friends with the sister. She talks about that in the book. Anyway, the head shaving, what she said was that she was like, do you know what? I was thinking, can I break a leg to not do things? Can I do this to not do things? I don't want to be this sexy person anymore. So she went in and shaved her head. And I kind of, like, it made me really sad. And then she said as well, when she hit the man's car with the umbrella, she was telling the story of that time.
And I don't blame her for doing that.
Where I'm up to the bit now where she had that paparazzi boyfriend.
Yes, yeah.
And she said that he was, like, the love of her life.
Oh, I think he was nice, was he?
Yeah, and then she's up to the bit where the conservatorship has started. She has been taken on this tour with everyone. And if she ever wanted to go on a date, they would ring the guy who has asked her out.
Yeah.
And they would tell him her full medical...
What?
History. Her, like... all the ins and outs of anything that's ever been wrong with her.
Has she got...
do, like, a full background check on it to stop her from dating.
Because there was the Free Britney movement, wasn't there?
Like, oh, I'm with it.
So is she free now?
I've not finished. I've got an hour
and has she got a boyfriend now? Do we know that?
No. She's divorced, isn't she?
I don't know.
She's getting divorced at the minute from that Sam guy.
Well,
so there's an introduction for you guys.
This is a podcast where we celebrate being positive, aspirational men and women, just like Britney. This is about all being,
bless her,
unapologetically yourself, which I suppose she is now being that person. So it's a good lead in. Well done. On Niptuck, we want you to get your voice heard. So you can email us at hello@niptuckpod.com. You can also get in touch, WhatsApp, you can voice note us, you can email us, just go to the episode's description for all the ways in which to get in touch. Ashley is just drinking something that looks like custard in out of a glass milk bottle. What is it?
Love. It's a fruit-based smoothie. It's pineapple, banana, avocado, apple, lemon, ginger, turmeric, and baobab.
Bayo?
Is that baobab.
Okay. And I'm drinking a black coffee. Anyway, we're back in surgery.
And smoking a fag out of my bum.
And smoking, Do you know, this coffee doesn't taste as good as it would have done if I wasn't on a two-day bender. Hangover.
Doesn't Sticky Vicky smoke fags out of a fanny?
Yeah.
Have you seen it, Lukey?
No, but one of our other podcasts went and met her.
And she fully smokes a fag out of a fanny. It's nice.
That's
that,
really
isn't it?
Tasty.
I said to you, do you want me to get
I know,
get
but
you
I
on?
Just feel my thing with smoothies is there's so many calories in them.
I know, but
so waste. You're fine. You're like very pregnant.
I need all the
like.
Goodness.
Why would I waste calories on that? I'll have a packet of crisps. If I'm going to waste 200 calories, I'm wasting it on like a grab bag of Monster Munch, not a smoothie. Yeah. Would you do Flaming Hot or roast beef?
Isn't there those new? Is it Monster Munch that are out or Twiglets or something? And they're like really spicy ones. And those spicy noodles that everyone's getting at the minute.
Oh,
the
ramen everyone's ones, getting them.
Oh, they're good.
So here we are. Here we're back.
Right. So Lauren went on a bender this weekend. Honestly, is this you? Like, you're going out a lot.
I am not. I've only drank twice in like
a
month.
Maybe it's because I'm not going out. But I love when Lauren goes out because I love hearing about it. And I felt really smug yesterday.
Honestly, I felt
she
awful.
Was like, I feel like hell.
Yesterday was really a bad day for me.
Tell us what
no,
you did.
No, I don't. Do you know what? And the past few times I've gone out, I've been really good. Like, I've managed to get, like, drunk, but not ridiculous. Like, still all right in the morning. Something really bad happened to me on Saturday night.
Were you drinking cocktails?
Shots.
That's it?
Yeah. So listen to this, right? This is how... I mean, I want you all to put yourself in these shoes because most of us have been there. On Sunday morning... I was just coming round and I could hear James like, Lauren. I was like, James in bed. And then all of a sudden I was like, and I sat up, literally bolt upright. And I was like, the last memory I have was eating at Sexy Fish. That's the last memory. And
it's
I literally bolted upright. And I was like,
You could have done anything.
Well, thank God, James. And I was like, how have I got here? I was literally panicking. And I was like, it was the weirdest thing.
What is that about? Like, at what point do our brains just go like,
Fuck this.
But then, like, people say that you sat there having, like, a
no, I was. It was literally, like, somebody, honestly.
Could you walk and stuff?
I remember nothing after having, there's a video that James took, and I'm like this around one of the other girls' boyfriend.
I've seen it, yeah.
And I'm like that, and that's it. It was like someone got the lampshade and went, ding dong, lights out, right? So I'm sat there.
So if I'd have, if James had said to you, like, Lauren, you know that last night you started telling everyone what you thought of them, you'd be like, yeah, all right, I did.
Yeah, no.
Bye, moving to Australia.
Absolutely nothing, right? Look, thank God. He was going, it's all right, you're all right. And I was going, how did I get here? The last memory I've got, I'm sat in Sexy Fish. How did I get here? And he was like, all of a sudden, you just went blank. Like, he said, I looked at you and I thought...
Like vacant.
Literally.
He said, like The Exorcist.
Yeah, and he said, I was like, she's going home. Thank God he left us. He left early. He was like, you need to leave now.
What time was that at?
I was home for one. So he was like...
And it takes you like an hour to get back to Rochdale.
So they were literally... Well, the taxi... I've been barred from any taxi drivers, let's just say
that. Go on.
He said that he saw me and thought she, and I'm so grateful to him, like that person that says you need to leave right now, not oh I'm having a really good time, you'll be fine, just sit there. It was like, get her out of here. And the other thing which I was telling you this morning, and thank you to everybody, and if I did see you and don't remember, thank you. Every time I went to the bathroom anywhere, I was getting stopped left, right and center by people who listen, and it was just absolutely lovely. But James said it got to the end of the night and a girl kind of came over like, can I have a picture with her? And he was like, I'm so sorry, but no, look at the state of her. And he said he was like,
we like,
and he said that quite a few people were coming over and like talking to me or trying to get a picture. And he said, I wasn't rude. I just said, guys.
Did he try like feeding you water?
Yeah. So then he got me in the taxi. I was violently sick.
You are a sickie. You were sick now in and London, again.
Violently sick.
From what?
I don't know. And then he said he got me in. He said I
you what, don't you know. Just started... You said you drank 8 shots.
Oh, well, yeah, that
eight
then.
Shots.
Well, he did say there was a lot of shots.
Why
so,
shots?
Because I'd not caught. It was one of those like I was catching up with the girls, meeting new fellas. I was like, ah, whoa, and I just remembered this. Just
ew, shots, Lauren. You're 33.
I know. It's James that did that. So anyway, he said, do you know that lovely dress I had on?
Yeah, stunning. Where was that from?
It sold out, ASOS.
Really?
Yeah,
nice.
It looked expensive, didn't it? It was 40 quid.
Gosh.
I ripped it off me, the mesh ripped it off me.
You idiot.
And I was looking for it today.
You didn't
want to
say where it's from. Because you didn't want
to
buy it.
No,
because you want to buy it.
Because I want to buy it again, yeah, and it's going to be sold out. You're exactly right. And I was thinking,
yeah,
fuck.
You can't rewear it anyway. No. It's all right.
So I was looking for it for a photo shoot later, and I was looking around. I rang James, where's my dress from Saturday night? He was like, in the bin. You ripped it off you because it was full of sick. And I was like, right, okay. He said he had to get my jammers on me. And he said it was like my legs didn't
How
work.
How much did the Uber charge you?
£120.
Oh, my God.
And...
Girls, send us in your funny Uber stories.
Yeah, like,
please.
And I feel like I don't feel good about it. It's not nice at all. Like, I didn't mean to.
Sorry, Francesca. My sister did that once. And she said she had full-on blackout but woke up to all these alerts on her Uber. And he'd taken like photos of it, and she was like, fuck. And she had like charges to a credit card and everything.
No, he did pay a lot. And so Sexy Fish, let's talk about, so anyone that I saw, I'm really sorry. Like, I don't know what happened, blackout.
And that's your first time in Sexy?
Yeah. I liked it.
I have been a few times. I've not been obviously like drinking. Was it like a vibe?
Vibe, yeah.
Was it?
Well, I only remember until one certain point I was having a vibe. At one point, I don't remember this, but my friend was like dancing on the chair and the waiter was, did you see Naomi?
Yeah,
and the waiter was dancing on the chair with her, like quite vibey.
Love.
Music
you
was
had
really
a really good.
Good
table. Guys, if you go,
our table was next to the DJ.
Ask to sit near the aquarium.
Yes, so we were right on the aquarium.
Because I've sat on both. Like, when you walk in, not a vibe.
It was a bit, yeah, a bit busy down there.
So I took Saskia and Rainbow, and oh my God, I was with them the other day, and they kept like being like, so, Mummy, you know when we went to Sexy Fish?
Oh!
And I was like, why do you keep saying it? And they went,
because they think it's a naughty word.
Because it's a fashion stylish word.
Oh, it's a fashion
it's a
stylish.
Very, very fashion stylish word. Well, do you know what? They keep talking about it and saying how much they really enjoyed it.
So you can look at it different, like that side of it. It was expensive.
So expensive.
No.
Like, don't go expecting less than 100 quid bill each.
It was expensive.
How much each?
It's a lot of money.
Do you not want to say?
It was just really expensive. The bill was over like £1,500.
For how many of you?
Six. It was a lot of money. We drank a lot of shots. But we don't go out that much, me and James. Like, we don't do it that much.
That's
so it's fine. It was extortionate. But I think the alcohol was the extortionate side of it. To be fair, the food was pretty expensive.
No, the food is.
Yeah. It was expensive.
And it's not a lot of food.
No. I mean, I don't know. But
you sicked it all.
I sicked it all back up.
Your sick was probably worth 300 quid.
So listen to this. So in the morning, you could have like sieved 300 quid out of my sick. So in the morning, I like got up and I went to take my knickers off. And I thought, oh my God, I've got some there's an infection. Like, this is like, what's going on down there?
It's going to come out of your mouth.
It was like,
now.
I was looking at it thinking, I have got something. And then I picked my knickers up.
You pooed your pants.
Sick. I'd been sick into my knickers. Into my knickers. Oh. And we don't know how it got there. James, I was sick into James's shirt. He was holding, he had like an overshirt and he was holding it like a kind of, like a...
A canopy.
Canopy. What did you say? How do you say? Is it canopy?
Like
is that
a bag vibe. Like a,
yeah, and, I was, and then he was like bagging it up. And yeah, he was. I was sick into my underwear.
A hammock
of sick. Yeah, but he really looked after me. So thank you, James.
My friend said that once, like, I got so twisted that I was being sick into my hands and then putting the sick in my pocket. I was going like, bleh. And then like,
I remember one of my friends, Kimberly.
I've been sick into handbags before.
She
as well.
Had a pattern. It was when we were a lot younger, and it was fancy dress, and she was dressed like a leopard, and she was on a high stool, and we were about 20, and she was slumped like this, right? And she was drinking cheeky Vimto out of a pint glass, and when she'd finished it, she just went like this, filled the pint glass up with sick, put it on the windowsill. And walked off. And I can see her like this, like a tiger. Like,
oh my God.
But yeah, I don't go out a lot, and I didn't pace myself. I went to Dear Sailor as well first,
what's that like?
So it's over the road from Sexy Fish. Really nice. I wasn't in there for long.
Is it food and drink?
Just a bar. It's like a nice quiet vibe. Like, it feels quite exclusive in there.
We still need to go in that Schofields.
Yes.
And we need to go in that Phoenix. That looked really nice.
That looks really good. I would like to go there. A lot of people have said that we were invited to the opening, weren't we?
But
we
couldn't. There's loads of places we need to go.
Don't want it, can't be asked.
The thought of going out gives me anxiety.
We were laughing about this in the car on the way here. Like, I don't feel hungover in my body, but when you get to this age, Ashley was like, it's your mental health.
Yeah.
I'm struggling. I'm struggling with my mental health today. I feel overwhelmed. I feel like everything's very doom and gloom.
Not a vibe.
Like, I feel frightened.
Yeah.
Do you like, everything's frightening me?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not good. I'm not going out again. I've got no plans to go out again, so I'm done. And it's Thea's birthday this week as well, which is just what I fucking need.
Wow.
Six years ago.
What have you bought her for a birthday?
A scooter. This thing called Mama Surprise. Have you seen it? The guinea pig.
Oh, that's what I got Saskia
Christmas.
Last
Did you get
Christmas.
It last? Yeah. So she's
and
only just wanting
birth
that now.
And it drops birth. Out of the ceiling. Have you tried setting the bastard up?
Oh, no.
Oh, mate, good luck.
James can do that as well.
Mate, they play with it for 1 minute and then they get bored. And then
it's
a guinea pig that gives birth to baby guinea pigs.
Ew.
In its hutch.
Ew.
And then they drop out. So you put the babies
like
in the ceiling and then they drop out. And the mum, you can hear when the mum's giving birth, it goes like,
what the fuck?
I know, it's really weird. And then she played with it for like one day and now it's.
But she asked for it, I have to fucking get it. And then I got her, she's into Squishmallows.
Yeah, yeah.
Which are the most
annoying thing.
They're
take
big,
up so much
they're
room.
They're so ugly, they're disgusting, and they're fucking expensive. One of them's £40 for a big stupid pillow that looks like
they're actually really comfy though. I used one as my pregnancy pillow the other day.
And then she had a pamper party.
Yeah,
that was quite horrific.
Mm.
I just don't really like kids, so that wasn't fun for me.
We did a pizza party for Saskia.
Were the kids good?
There was only five.
Thea only had four, and it was way enough for me.
Way enough.
I don't.
Yeah,
I'm not,
do you know
not a
what?
Kid
like. Naomi helped me a lot.
Did she? My mum helped me, to be fair.
And then, like...
Did they all cry? All of Thea's cried at one point.
There was a lot of mess.
Every single one cried. And when a friend had a party a few weeks before, a similar pamper one, they all cried there as well. I feel like they just can't take their emotions and they get all...
Worked
I was
up.
Just like, like when the kids were crying, I was like, why are you crying? And they're like, because I wanted a purple one. I was like, well, I don't really think you need to cry about that. Do you want to go home? Shut the fuck up. I don't really know what to do. So, yeah.
What do you do when they, like, cry at your house when they're having a sleepover? I think you have to ring the mum and be like...
Go home.
Yeah, but then what if, like, we're out and then...
Yeah, what if you're out drinking and you get the phone call?
It happened to me, so I was at Brownie Camp and it felt like they'd dragged me to another country in force.
Yeah, there's nothing more
and
scary.
And it was down the road, actually, for one night. And I got really homesick because the lady who ran it put me on the pigs group. And I took it really personally that I was a pig. And then I had a full-blown mental breakdown. Are you actually ready to hear what happened to me? She gave me a blue Smartie and told me it was a homesick tablet and locked me in a room of teddies. My mum went fucking mental.
Wow.
And I was sat in this room with loads of weird teddies and a blue Smartie. And I was like, this is not normal.
That's like a very session thing. That's something that happens at 6 a.m. in an apartment in Salford. Lucas's apartment. I'm only joking. Yeah, it's just like really weird, isn't it?
Yeah. That's our.
We haven't done sleepovers, and I don't want to. I'm not interested in entertaining those.
No. I think it's good if they've got one little best mate that they just run off with and go, and you can hear them like just chattering
away.
See,
I'm so lucky because of James's kids. Thea is best friends with his little boy, so she's got that. They run off, they play, and they live there.
That's
the best thing about having siblings. Like, it's amazing. Like, they go away. Anyway, right, we've been. Blobbering on. Tell us about the Cosmo interview.
So I've just done an interview with Cosmo.
I haven't spoken to you about that because my week's just been a big blur.
It'll probably be out by now, I think. I don't know. I got offered this interview, and we don't often do interviews that we get
anymore.
Because we've fucked up so
after
badly.
After we ended up at the front of the Daily Star in a bikini, and it said,
Mum
spent £60,000 on surgery, and there's a picture of me in a bikini, and then you...
That was not a proud moment.
That was not a good moment
for me. Or when it was...
The Daily Star.
Woman spends 30 grand on birth, and it's a picture of me, Ed, and Teddy in Fendi outfits.
Oh, I remember that.
That was really embarrassing.
Yeah, there's a
Ed
few we've done a few probably not great things.
Yeah, but like, this is how misogynistic the press is. Like, fuck off. Anyone that listens to this, we've all had a bit of fucking work done.
Oh, no.
But do you know what? Who gives a fuck?
Nobody.
So we don't tend to do these. But when I heard it was for Cosmo, because
Cosmo's different.
I grew up reading that, and I love it. I was like, do you know what? Fuck it.
Cosmo's good.
And also, I quite enjoy winding the journalists up a little bit. So I was like, these are my rules. I told
our publicist.
I was like, these are my rules. I don't talk about my kids or my husband.
But I'll talk about my nose.
Yeah, so I got asked questions about my nose job. And at first, she was trying to guide it into the, like, so did you think it was going to change your life? And I was like, no.
She was trying to push it that
way. Yeah, and then she realised,
like,
she was like,
not going to work.
Oh, okay. So hopefully it'll come out okay.
And what did you, was it just like advice? What was it?
She was asking, towards the end, it was like, she was asking really good questions. She was just like, you know, what do you think of people who have work done and advertise surgeons on social media and stuff like that. So we had a good chat about that. And then we were talking about some procedures on TikTok. That's a big thing. What they do, there's a trend and it's like new nose check, it's called.
Ooh.
And it's you face the camera and you go day one. Day two.
Right, okay.
Day three.
Well, I mean, it's good to see the healing process.
But you only ever see positive ones.
Yeah, no one's like, day one, the nose is like on the other side of the face.
Well, we've seen that before, We've seen some bad stuff. So,
in 10 years in that industry.
So we'll see how that turns out.
Okay. Right.
Parking embarrassment. That's all this says. I thought you were quite a good driver.
Yeah, I just... wanted to just see if I'm the only one that gets in a really big
anxious
fluster parallel and other people are there. It just, I don't know why I've put it on there. It's just, it's getting on my tics because it panics me.
I think, take your time, honey.
But why can't I do it? So I can reverse in, no problem, blah, blah, blah. I cannot. So on the school run, and then all the cars are beeping, and then I start sweating.
Yeah, but like, don't beep, they're parking. Fuck
I know,
off.
But then sometimes, does anyone else like go into it and then think, I can't do this, and just go off?
And do you
acknowledge that you've done it? Or do you just keep your head, or do you say, sorry, I couldn't get in that space?
Like, I get this.
Huh? Yeah, do you do like a silly, like
it is what it is.
Because I was trying to get in, and there was a car next to me of workmen, and they were like looking as if they fucking...
Do you know what I do when men do that?
What?
I wind the window down and I go, honey, can I give you my keys?
Well, that's a good idea, actually. I mean, it was on the main road. So.
Well, yeah, oh, you go
if
like,
you're going to make such a... Yeah.
Can you help? I bet you're better than me.
Yeah, and just get the help. Yeah, you're right. And instead, I went backwards and forwards, and then I just darted out of the space and flew down the road.
I fight with people if they start beeping, I'll get out of the car and I'll go to the window and go, hiya.
I do that.
Is there an issue?
I'm quite bad for that, for road rage. Yeah. And I will get out of the car and I will walk to your car. I mean,
as in, I don't get the road rage. If people start getting wound up with me, I'll be like, yeah. Come the fuck on.
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree. No, that's what I do. I'll go over and I'll be like, really? Is this a big deal? Mm. Really? Anyway, yeah, so I don't really know what I'm saying about that other than, oh my God, Refi. I've been using their makeup. You weren't sure, were you?
Mm-mm.
I loved it.
You can have all the ones.
Can I?
The lip thing.
Lip thing was a bit drying for me.
Was drying and the packaging all broke.
Oh, because I was just going to say, I ordered the cheek stuff.
The cheek stuff's nice. And I use the brush like every day.
Yeah, the brush is really good.
Is this the first time
I've never used it. I don't use the brush. I don't buy new makeup ever. And I just happen to buy some.
Do you know what, Lauren? I bought it on the first release when it first... Like,
so they might have had a few.
I feel like it's improved since then.
No, I've got the cream blush is lovely. Their cream bronzer is really nice. The brush is really nice.
Yeah.
The lip, I'll be honest, not as amazing as I thought it might be. A bit drying, but everything else. And
love her branding.
The highlighter and the body strobe cream.
Not tried them.
Body glow is stunning. It's not glittery.
Very good for wedding.
Yeah, it's very nice. I just thought about that then.
I have got the Hailey Bieber Road lip.
Oh, you were telling me about that.
And
no.
Like, it's got bits in it, one of them. And it's not meant to have bits in it. And I was watching a TikTok again the other day and it was like, what the fuck's happened here? And they're like, £25 each.
I got the Jamie...
Verve.
Whatever it is. Yeah. The highlighter.
Oh, the primer.
The highlighter.
Nice. I've got the primer. It's really nice.
Yeah, nice. Anyway, sorry, I just like interjected there.
Oh, and also, can I just apologise? You know I love slagging things off and then saying they're good. But do you know what? It fucking happens.
Yeah, it's fine. We're all in it.
The Elemis Cleansing Balm, the rose one, is actually really nice.
Really?
But maybe it's because my skin is different because I'm pregnant.
So I got a message not long ago off a girl saying that her dermatologist said never go near that stuff.
Yeah, it's really bad for you. No, but like when you've had makeup on.
Yeah.
It melts it off. But that Pericone No Rinse cleanser.
Yeah.
Have you tried it
yet? Yeah, on the eye makeup's fantastic.
Fucking amazing. Mm. And I was wrong about something else.
Oh, okay. Enjoy this.
The House Labs foundation.
Yeah, so everyone's been talking about this and I kept thinking, I thought, oh, what's that? I'm going to buy it. And then it said House and I thought, oh no, Ash said it was shit. Yeah,
it was shit, but my makeup artist told me a different way to put it on. It's actually...
So do you know the Westman
Atelier? You thought
it's
shit.
I hate it. You can
have
it.
Yours?
Yes. I hate it.
I love it. What foundation have you got on now?
Armani Luminous and CC cream mixed together.
Well, it looks nice.
Thanks.
Anyway,
sorry about that.
What's getting on my tits this week is people's opinions when you're pregnant.
Everybody's got an opinion when you're pregnant.
Or a birth story.
A horrific one.
So first of all, like, I've started to look very pregnant now, which I personally hate. Like, when you're out and about, everyone stares at you when you're heavily, heavily...
Yeah.
And then that's all they go is like, how long have you got?
What about the bump touching? How do you feel about people touching your bump that don't know you?
Oh, I'm fine.
You're okay with that? Because some people hate that.
I'm not arsed. But the first thing they do is it your first? And I go, third. Stop the conversation.
It just stops. That is so true. And when it's your first, everyone's excited. And when you say second or third, it's like really boring. No one's asked
but
anymore.
Yeah, so like I've been doing Instagram Q&As and it's all pregnancy questions, which I'm so bored of. I'm sorry, guys. But like I did one yesterday and I put on about, listen, like I'm on the third kid. I want it as fucking easy as humanly possible. And I've not had to buy a new buggy yet. I've not had to buy...
Did you get loads of comments about the milk?
The milk.
I knew you would.
Yeah.
I knew you would.
So I put on saying, because do you know what I am going to do? I'm not even using a prep machine. I'm using the mini pre-made bottles for the first 2 weeks.
What you want to do. And it's no one's up to any... It's up to nobody. Like, if you can afford that and you want to do that, then yeah, you can. So you fucking...
So do you know what? I've bought for the first week 10 boxes of milk, which cost me 100 quid. In the grand scheme of things. Yeah. So 60 mini bottles.
Yeah.
100 quid.
I would pay £100 for sanitary.
Me too. And I'm telling you now, girls, those mini pre-made sterilised bottles, if you're going to use them for the first 2 weeks.
Yeah, when things are hard.
Oh, 100 quid.
They only take a tiny bit and like, you don't know what
like
you're doing.
Like Lauren said, do you know when someone goes to you, like, what do you want for the baby? Just say, can you get me 2 packets of the milk?
Yeah,
so anyway, I put a thing on and I was like, this is what I'm doing. I'm using the ready-made pre-sterilized because there's no fucking around with bottles sterilizing or making milk.
No, I completely agree and I would be doing the same.
So I said, I'm using that. Then I'm going to use the ready-made milk till 3 months, right?
Yep.
Because this is why. The ready-made milk has no bubbles in it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get a gassy baby,
a colicky
baby, then... Because when you make the milk, even in the prep machine, it comes out. Yep. And when they mix it, it gets bubbles in it. Then the baby gets bubbles in their tiny little tummy. Anyway, I put that on.
Go on. What was it? What was the...
And she probably didn't mean anything by it, but this girl was like, I'm an NICU nurse. And she was like, just to let you know, all formula is the same. Doesn't matter the brand. And to be fair to her...
I've heard this, that the ingredient is the packaging that's different.
I have heard this. I watched a watchdog
on it. They're all the same, it's just the packaging that's
they
different.
They did actually like say that formula is one of the biggest scams.
Yeah.
And that's really fucking sad. So couldn't someone tell us this? Because that's a life hack. And to be fair, all of my friends recently have been using the Aldi Mamiya milk.
Yeah.
Which I think is £7 a tin, opposed to Aptamil is £14 a tin.
When she was telling you this, why was she telling you this?
Right. So she was like, you need to tell everyone that, like, on this post. And I was like, not really. I just said, well, Aldi don't make the ready-made milk.
Yeah, and that's what you want.
And it's not the brand of milk.
No, they just don't make
it. Ready-made.
Yeah, okay.
So fuck off.
I think is really, really unfair, right, is people want us, and in this occasion, you, to be honest. They want your hacks. They want to know. So then when you are honest, then it's like sniping at you. And it's just like, well, how do we do right by wrong?
People always are like, why are you having a C-section? Why are you not breastfeeding?
I just don't think that's
Because I want to.
I just don't get it. Oh, yeah, a little gay boy there did a wiggle to that.
Billy.
She's fit gorgeous still now.
You actually look a bit like her.
Okay.
Have you watched Secret Diary of a Call Girl? She's so good. Anyway, so their opinions on absolutely everything. Then you go to them like, well, I'm doing this. And they go, well, I did.
Yeah. And you didn't ask for it.
Fuck off. And the baby name.
Why? What's happening?
I know what it is.
No, I know, but I mean, what's when you tell people the baby name?
They have opinions.
Unless it was my close friend, if someone told me their baby name, I'd be like, oh, that's not. I would never be like, I knew someone at school like that. I never snotty nose. I just wouldn't. Unless it was my close friend, then I'd be like, oh, if she had like a list of names, I'd be like, not kidding. No. But otherwise, I just don't think it's anyone's business.
Yeah.
Like, better off not telling people.
And then the horrific birth stories.
Yeah, I wonder why people feel the need to tell you that. People say it as if they want a badge. I ripped from front to back. Great, here's your medal for having ripped Fanny. It's not helpful when you're nervous already. Very odd, very odd.
Very odd.
Speaking of unsolicited opinions. Now, I've got to talk about this because it did happen. But this girl's lovely and she didn't mean it like that. An injector sent me a picture and then face-tuned it to how she thought I would look better. I sent it to you. Yeah. And said, I think you should have this dissolved and this would look better. And actually face-tuned my face and sent me the after picture. of how she thought I would look better.
It's a nice projection of how she felt.
So what I did is I replied. I wasn't going to reply. And I said, look, I know, I really believe that you did not mean this in a bad way. I believe you were trying to, you know, and you're part of Nip Tuck and you think, oh, but I'm not fair game. Like, don't do that.
Please don't do this.
Please don't do this to anyone else. And I just said, if I, you know, if I'd have gone to somebody for
advice.
You'd
have been having a really low day and seen
mate,
that.
I know. If I'd have gone to someone and said, what would you do with
if
my
you'd
face?
You'd have seen that today.
Then fine. Yeah. But, and I just said, I'm fine. I'm actually not one bit offended. Like, it's fine, but please don't ever do that to anyone else. Please do not face tune someone's face and then send it them and say, you should do this to your face. Please don't do that. And she was really apologetic and she fully got it. She was like, after I sent it, I thought, why the fuck have I just done that? So yeah, if anyone's planning to do anything weird like that, don't send it to me.
Just don't like, send me anything.
I stare at my face all the time. I know what's wrong with it already, you know? Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, it wasn't meant like that. So I think we all just need to be a little bit careful when we're messaging people with what we're saying.
Yeah. Right.
Does that sound sad? Where's that? The cafe, the woman at the cafe. That's that kind of, yes, all right then.
All right, mate.
So that's what I do.
Right. So I've got a little life hack for you guys because we're getting into the new year now. So we're going to get a bit, what's the word? Like
deep. Reflective.
Oh my God. What was it? You have 10 days left and the new year comes to an end.
Fuck off.
And are you now sick finally of I'm vanilla baby yet?
No.
Oh my God, it's the worst. Guys, if it's still going on at this point, this goes out. Just
no, I'm not sick of it. I've not heard it really, but I don't go on TikTok. And I'm wondering if that's the main place of it. I go on it once a month.
So
tell us your life hack.
This is my life hack. Okay. I saw this and I just thought the girls need to hear it. Okay.
So read out the title. Let's go.
3 signs that men want sex and not a relationship.
Tell us.
You ready?
Yeah.
Right. First one is inconsistent communication. So basically you'll hear from them one day, not from the other, and there's no pattern in their communication.
So it's not like it's built around work.
You're not getting a good morning text, a lunchtime text, an evening text, then phone call. It's inconsistent. It's here, there, everywhere.
It's when they feel like it.
And do you know why that is?
Why?
So that they can build a barrier.
So you can't say, you can't get the feels or make it like they gave you the feels in any way.
And then if they want to go off and do their own thing, they're not tied and expected to send a text.
The next one.
So they only see you like really, really low key in the house, like evenings. They're not taking you out and about in public. Really, really.
Take away and chill. On a Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
But not involving you in their social life with others.
No, because they don't want to be seen showing you off.
Because then it's a thing and they want to make it very clear that it is not a thing.
And also, don't forget, guys, if a guy's inviting you round to his, he's going to try it on with you.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you don't want to do that, then you need to be making sure that they are taking you somewhere out in public, be it the cinema, be it a meal, but something that does not involve any sexual intercourse and won't involve any.
Exactly.
And let's see if they still want to take you out and see you.
Exactly. Right, the last one is that he never shares anything with you emotional. So he doesn't give you too much detail on things.
So no feelings.
No.
He doesn't tell you about his past, his family, his mum and dad,
ongoing
what he likes,
struggles.
What's going on in his deep, dark thoughts. It's just very
yeah. It's not plain. Like, I've got this thing coming off at the minute and did
it. And I'm nervous about it.
Yeah, again, inconsistency.
Creating a barrier.
Barrier.
So you're not getting in there enough and it's putting you in your place.
Yeah.
Right.
What do you think?
I agree. I completely agree. I agree with all of those. I think it's very, very clear. And I think also not wanting to see you at the weekend or take you out, I think for me that's the big one.
Yeah, so you're not getting the golden
You're not getting the
time.
Golden time. You're getting the weekday evenings when he's got nothing else to do.
And it's absolutely fine, girls, because some of you might just want to shag. Yeah. And
but at least you know where
no
you stand.
No shade, that's fine. But girls, these are 3 signs. If we run through them again really quickly, inconsistent communication, only seeing you low-key and never sharing with you or rarely sharing with you emotionally or in detail. If he's doing those things, he's just wanting your pussy.
Up to you whether you give it him or not.
Lauren, we are here, aren't we, to show our new purchases off from our favourite website. Love Honey. Love Honey is the number one online retailer for all things pleasure.
It's always going to be Love Honey, isn't it? They are absolutely amazing. So we have got here, dun, 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 the Womanizer Liberty 2. So it's back and it is better than ever. Look how aesthetically pleasing this is.
It's stunning and it's compact. It's really good for travel. It's very inconspicuous, but it's still got the full force of the Pleasure Air technology, which is what I love about the Womanizer. Guys, try it now.
You're obsessed with it, aren't you? Obsessed. You absolutely love it. It does the job. Let's just say it is well worth it. It comes in four different colours and it is absolutely stunning. Now, as always, we've got a little code for you. So if you want it to do the job for you as well, Nip Tuck Liberty is going to get you 10% off the Womanizer Liberty 2. We always give you the goods, so you need to try it out.
You need to try it out. Love Honey have come through again with this exclusive discount code on the Womanizer. It's everyone's favourite. Basically, you're not going to be disappointed, guys. So like Lauren said, the code is
Nip Tuck Liberty. Right, guys, we're going to be back after the break with Bargain Bucket and Slatty
and
Season.
And as we draw.
And as we draw to an end of this half. But first, are you a loyal listener of Nip Tuck? Do you set an alarm on a Wednesday, on a Friday? Do you talk to your mates about it? Do you come up to me in sexy fish while I'm bog-eyed and tell me that you love it? If you do, tell your nearest and dearest about us. Share it. Tell them, send it in WhatsApp groups. Put a little
this
story
would be
on.
A good, this would be a good little douche.
That would be a good douche, Lucas.
That's perfect, yeah.
Yeah, that's a gorgeous douche.
Look, it's got the plasticky bit
LucasAid inside. Yeah.
That's a portable douche.
That's why the LucasAid bottle is so good, because of that end nozzle.
That you can slip into the anus.
So it's like a little schvinked itself.
Yeah, look, because it's got that plastic bit.
Way you just said, schvinked.
If anyone wants a really streamlined douche, Aqua Carpathia.
It looks like an expensive douche to me.
I would say also handbag friendly.
Yeah, so handbag friendly.
It looks like a hand sanitizer. Only somebody rich like you would have that kind of fucking bottle of water.
Thank you, Ricardo.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome back. Bargain Bucket.
Bargain.
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 Bargain Bucket.
Right. So,
I feel like this outfit I'm wearing is very you.
Where's that jumper from?
It's like a full set.
Oh, yeah.
This is the kind of thing you'd like to wear around
from
the house.
Where?
H&M. I just think this is the kind of thing that you'd wear.
Do you know what? Intimacy. Cashmere
yes.
top. They bought leggings out that go with it.
What?
For like round the house.
Oh, stunning.
And I've ordered Ed some t-shirts off there because they're meant to be really nice.
Do you know what I got on Black Friday sale? Good American. I got some stuff from there. It's very expensive.
How did you get stuff off that? The jumper that I wanted.
40% off. Not everything. Very expensive.
The jumper that I want. Oh, no.
Very
I ordered
expensive.
Off American Vintage.
No. Shh. Good American. The jeans are fantastic.
You
very
can get
expensive
them off that
stuff.
Website that I did a collab with and for like loads cheaper. And it's all this season.
Oh, I'm going to have a look because I just think The good jeans.
They are anyway, really good jeans.
Sorry, I ordered a few bodies and stuff. I'll tell you, but like 70 quid for a body.
That's stupid.
Yeah, but they're on sale. I'll tell you if I think they're good, and if not, I'll send them back.
Anyway. So Aldi's come through again. They bought out a dupe of the Elemis cleanser. I know we don't like love it that much, but some people everyone do. Fucking yeah, loves
fine,
that shit.
Fine.
Absolutely fine. And also, it is really expensive, you know? The Aldi one's not.
Okay,
it's
so
like
try
40
it.
Quid for a thing, and you use up loads when you use it.
You like.
Charlotte Tilbury spray, they bought out a dupe of our favourite.
I don't know if I like it.
I thought you were telling me that it's the best.
No. You said that. No, you and was it Mitchell? Did Mitchell?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I've not found a setting spray that I like.
What about the All Nighter?
That one's all right.
What's
Urban
it called?
Decay.
That shit, if someone jizzes on your makeup, that spray holds it in place.
Also, did you get a message from Stila?
Yeah, and they never sent the stuff.
I got asked if I want anything.
Their lip gloss I really like, but they never sent it. It really pisses me off when people message me like, hi, can I send you this? And I give them my address and they never send it.
Yeah, because then you think, are you just going to come and steal my things?
What the fuck? So I think I'm going
to
stop.
I never give my address. I give someone else's because I don't want someone to come to my house. It scares me.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Anyway, right, okay. Aldi dupes. The candles.
The candles are so
were they good.
Right. So they.
But how are they getting away? I just think
they look exactly like the Tom Ford candles, which, to be fair, are super cute in the house. And like, I feel like they'd be cute in an office.
I love the colour of like, they're nice.
So they've got rose prick, cherry, and peach are the three.
Yeah, I only saw the rose.
The one that I like from Tom Ford, they didn't do. I love the tobacco
vanilla. That's the perfume I wear, tobacco vanilla.
It's so stunning.
I love tobacco
very
and
sexy.
I love it. Very sexy. But it reminds me of the time in my life.
They didn't do that one, which was I was upset about.
Yeah,
they
I love. Do you know what? TK Maxx did a tobacco vanilla last year and it was gorgeous. So it's worth
really? TK Maxx always comes through with the candles.
It was home scented.
But these were like £4.99.
Even if you just have them as an ornament and don't light them,
yeah,
they're nice.
Exactly. And then I was like, oh, but there's others. And they had copies of the Diptyque Christmas ones.
Oh, okay.
The pine one is really nice. I bought all of them. I smelt them all. If you're going to buy them, guys, and you can get hold of them, get the cherry candle.
Yeah, I love cherry.
From the Tom Fordy one. And get the pine nut diptyque one. It's in a green box. And get, they did a black opium one.
Ooh, nice. Okay. Well, so that reminds me of a very, very long time ago.
So basically, on the subject of Aldi, Lauren, they have got booze dupes. Like,
of course they are.
Really, really, really good booze dupes.
I absolutely begrudge. I keep moving
spending
my
spending money on booze.
Because I don't want to lie. I absolutely begrudge spending money on booze anywhere, ever.
And
all it does is get you
expensive.
Pissed. Like, it just gets you pissed. The end is the same. The blackout, the sick in the knickers is the same.
It's so whether expensive.
It costs, and I wish the sick in the knickers had cost me 40 quid, not hundreds. So I just don't like it. So I'm all here for this.
Right, okay. So they bought out AU vodka. It literally looks the exact same.
Does it?
They've done it in like the
they've
metallic
not.
Bottle.
The cheeky
everything.
Buggers, aren't they?
Tequila Rose.
I love Tequila Rose. I and think it's so good.
I think it's like £9-10 a bottle.
I love it. I love Tequila
to like
Rose.
40. We love Tequila Rose. Then they bought back. So last year, you'll remember that I spoke about. And it, at the time, it was only £6.99. It's gone up to £8.99.
Oh, inflation hits hard.
Yeah, but that's a lot, like an extra £2.
No, I agree.
They did a copy of Laurent Perrier Champagne.
Nice.
And they bought the rosé one out because I know that you like
I
that,
like the
Lauren.
Rosé, yeah.
So if you're going into Aldi, girls, stock up on this. They do a white and a rosé version.
Don't spend that silly money on
and
it.
And it's £8.99 and it's called Cremant du Jour.
Yes, I remember that from last year.
And the bottle is long at the top and then it goes wide at the bottom. When we manage to get hold of some, I will share a picture so you can all see. Unfortunately, Aldi have stopped doing the home delivery on the alcohol.
I didn't even know they did it.
Yeah, they did.
So
I ordered
buy
it all last
online.
Year. Oh, you could get a crate of six, yeah.
Didn't know that.
Bottles of wine.
I don't drink in the house.
So's about you. I
yeah,
fucking
no,
do.
No, I don't. Mulled wine is all I'll drink in the house at Christmas. I love mulled wine.
I don't want brown teeth.
I love mulled. I'm getting my teeth done in January.
so you can really...
So I can really brown them up now. So I'm really going to get them nice and brown with lots of coffee and red wine and fags and eating chocolate pudding.
So yeah, there you go. So yeah, Aldi like is really coming through, but Lidl is coming through too.
I've heard Lidl a few times. Do you know what? It's the aesthetics of Lidl that...
Same. Aldi used to be the same though, babe.
I know, it just makes me feel funny when I go in.
I know, but it is a lot nicer inside now. Honestly, like there's one near when I used to go to the gym near there, and in the middle bit there's like the fruit and veg is very Morrison's vibe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, like that.
Yeah, because I went in and I just felt really weird.
No, I really, really like it. And anyway, when I went in the other day to Aldi to pick those candles up, they'd started getting the Christmas bits out, and it was very M&S.
Oh, it was very M&S.
Oh, like, I love they M&S. Had like trays of like the cheese boards all laid out. They had the crudités. Oh. They had like I love that. The meats.
I love that about Christmas. You know, it's the picky bits.
Oh, they had the picky bits.
I love picky bits, and I love M&S, and I always feel like it's a real treat when I go to M&S.
Aldi felt like that.
Really?
Yeah, and the toys were toying.
Really? I've not even thought about what they're all getting for Christmas.
I booked my Ocado delivery slot.
Wow, I used to make it. I'm too hungover for this.
Right. Okay, now, Lauren, I'm going to give you a few quick fire questions just because we are coming up to Christmas.
But my brain is so slow.
We keep getting asked like gifting ideas. So I've got a real mixed bag here for you.
My brain is so slow. Can I quick fire you?
Right. Okay. Secret Santa.
Me under. Yep.
£20 for a 20-year-old girl. What would you consider?
Lip liners.
The doll ones.
The doll lip liners.
Did you see they did that five?
No, it wasn't five. It was like 8 of them for £20. Yeah, lip liners. Everyone loves lip liners and lip glosses. Everyone
like
just
a
loves
selection.
That. A selection. Everyone loves that. 20-year-old girl, you're lining your lips a lot.
What would you get the boyfriend that has everything?
A blowjob. A blowjob? How often do you give them out? I do them like regularly anyway.
Oh, fuck off, you pick me girl.
I don't
honestly
drink at home.
I don't drink at home.
And I suck dick all day.
I don't wear makeup.
And I throw up in my knickers.
Yeah, just like
sex. No, I would do a trip. Always a trip. And then have sex with him on the trip. And right. A trip, a nice underwear. Yeah, a trip. A lovely hotel, a spa.
Sexy underwear ideas.
There's no point buying him something because he's got it all. And what you probably can't afford what he would want. So you go and take him a Grantley Hall.
So expensive. Gone more expensive now.
I was going to go.
Me and Ed were going to go before the baby. And then we were like, but then we could have. £2,000 it'd probably cost.
So
£2,000.
Yeah. So
not
I
even
looked.
Joking for two nights.
Yeah, £600 a night. Then you've got all your
more,
food and drink.
It was £850.
Was it? So it depends what day. When you go to Grantley
on
Hall.
On the weekend.
The cheapest is £550. And it goes right up.
On the weekend, it's not £550.
No, that's the cheapest room you can get like throughout the week. You know, if you were to look, so you look at the month's calendar,
yeah.
The cheapest it ever is, and it's on a Tuesday, is like £550. And I saw it up to like
Gleneagles was really nice, but again,
it's expensive. So we decided in the end, we're going to get a hotel in Manchester, do a little bit of markets, have some nice tapas, because altogether, that would have been about £250. Grantley was like £800. You're jealous.
I'm not jealous. I do. You could not pay me.
You're jealous because you're pregnant.
You could not pay me to go to the Christmas market.
Oh, I do like I don't like it when it's busy. I like it in like a daytime, like a Monday day.
No.
I like the mulled wine. I like a sausage.
I think I've got PTSD because when I worked
in the centre of town,
yeah. I worked right on King Street. And there was a fucking Frankfurter stall underneath my office.
Yeah, no, I get that. But I would never go in a busy time, like on a Sunday or in an evening. But like, I like it. I enjoy it.
Anyway, we've gone really off topic.
Okay, well, it's not like us.
This is a really good one. First Christmas with my new boyfriend's parents, who I've met 6 times. I think just turn up with a really, really nice bottle of something. And a candle.
I was just going to say.
A little candle, a
Jo
White
Malone
Company.
White Company.
Or a Jo Malone for the mum. So spend £50 on a 3-wick from the White Company. That's not too much.
Or a hand wash and, you know, the nice set.
The hand wash
because that's for the house,
lotion.
Isn't it?
And a nice bottle.
My mum always likes to take a plant, which is not something I would do, like a wreath, but it depends when you're seeing them before Christmas. You're gorgeous, like...
I'm guessing it's Christmas Day, bro.
Ah, right, okay. Yeah,
but can I just say as well, like, this is such a hack. I have people round a lot at my house over Christmas, and I will be doing this year because I won't be leaving the house. Please turn up with a bottle of something or a tray of something, because it's just manners.
Yeah. Bring something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
And like, shit's expensive.
Yeah. And if you just go around and drink someone's alcohol and don't take anything, like a present for the kids.
And also, guys, if you want to get brownie points with new partners, parents, mm-hmm. family, friends,
find out what their favourite drink
is. Literally, even if you go and get that nice bottle of fizz from Aldi and tie a bow around it.
I agree. And then maybe like a little M&S or Aldi platter, like take something round. But I think...
Just stock up now on it.
I think candles and home sets you can't go wrong with.
You can't go wrong, can you?
Right, that's boring. Let's do some Slutty Susans now. Okay.
Oh no.
We asked for some Christmas party ones and here we have it. Are you reading or am I?
You're reading.
Okay. Girls, I was scrolling half asleep in bed and I sat bolt upright when I read the work Christmas party stories call on Ashley's Instagram. I went back to 2017 like it was yesterday and the PTSD is real. That's like me when I woke up on Sunday morning, literally bolt upright. I worked in a recruitment firm. Male dominated, big dick energy 24/7. Christmas party. Casual drinks and a meal. Wine's flowing and it's getting silly. The year before, my boss brushed my hand as I walked from pub to pub and I was shook. From then on, I had the typical office crush on him. Yes, office crush, not real life. Very different things. Two very different things. Fast forward a whole 12 months to the Christmas party 2017. It's been building. The tension's been building all year. My boss was local to me, so the arrangement was that his girlfriend would drop off.
Even naughtier.
My friend, I was single, and would pick us up. It's getting late and it got rowdy. He ended up getting thrown out and I was his lift home. I left as well. Big mistake. We walked towards the pickup point as I dropped my friend the "we're ready" message. As we walked to said pickup point, an alleyway presented itself.
No.
Of course it did. Long story short, I ended up with his dick in my mouth. We went to my friend's car and he went home. We never spoke about it again until 3 weeks later when we were on the train platform doing it again. How we didn't get arrested, I'll never know. I left the company 6 weeks later and he asked me to wrap his girlfriend's Christmas presents. Wow. P.S.
After he asked me to wrap his girlfriend's Christmas presents.
Oh, sorry.
Lauren would be farting in them.
Yeah, they're wrapping it up. Enjoy that.
Have a fingernail, have a fart, have a boogie.
Anyway, remember on Nip Talk, we want to get your voice. So we're going to wrap up there because I can see things are slipping. Things are getting a little bit NDA.
I didn't do that, what I said I did. I'm only...
Sometimes you have to say things to keep up with me.
You do, yeah.
I get it. It's like shocking things, don't worry.
Yeah.
You can email us at hello@niptuckpod.com. You can WhatsApp us. You can send us a voice note. Don't worry if you want to remain anonymous. We're never going to tell anyone who you are. It's only us that we embarrass. Yeah. Only us that we ruin. Please head to this episode's description for more information. We're going to be back on Friday with your bonus babes, which is all about you. So if you want to hear anything, if you want to send us anything to hear on Friday, please do so.
And don't do anything embarrassing on Instagram, guys.
What?
Just like those stupid montages and songs.
Yeah, okay, don't do that.
Men don't like that.
Do they not?
No, because they think you're too emotional.
Right. Love you all. See you later.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
'Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.